Bob Sirott and Marianne Murciano with you this afternoon. And statins have been in the news last couple of days. Last week, the nation's leading heart organizations released a sweeping new set of guidelines for lowering cholesterol, along with an online calculator meant to help doctors assess risks and treatment options. But in a major embarrassment to the health groups, the calculator appears to greatly overestimate risk, so much so that it could mistakenly suggest that millions more people are candidates for statin drugs. A report in the New York Times mentioned that the apparent problem prompted one leading cardiologist, a past president of the American College of Cardiology, to call for a halt to the implementation of the new guidelines. We are thoroughly confused, which is why you're with us right now, Dr. Justin Levesay from North Shore University Health System. Dr. Levesay is a cardiologist and I'm sure is up on all of this. What do you make of all of it, Doc?
Well, thanks for having me. It's definitely a bit of a mess. And to kind of put things in perspective, it's a really incredibly important issue, particularly in the United States, where if you look at it, that heart disease and stroke are responsible for 1 in 3 deaths, and 60% of people are going to have a cardiovascular event at some point throughout the course of their life. So this is a really important topic. The new guidelines, there are some aspects of it, the one that you mentioned with the risk calculator, that's become incredibly controversial. Most of the other recommendations are not so controversial.
Can you start off by explaining how that online calculator works?
Sure. The online calculator, you enter in data, your age, ethnicity, blood pressure, just things that kind of predict the risk of heart disease over time. And it spits out a number, basically. And anyone who wants to look at this calculator can, you know, easily refer to Dr. Google and just Google it, and you'll be able to pull the calculator up. And what the recommendation are is that this calculator tells you that your risk of heart disease over a 10-year period is more than 7.5%, that you should take a class of drugs called statins, which reduce cholesterol. The controversy about this is that there are certain people who assert that it really overestimates the amount of people who would be put on statins. Right now, the estimates are that people between the ages of 40 and 79, about 15% of people are taking these drugs. And with the new recommendations, it would go up to about 30% of people.
All right. For starters, is it possible to reduce cholesterol without taking the statins if people actually did what they were supposed to do?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly diet, exercise, healthy lifestyle, you know, not using the remote control and eating pizza helps.
Thank you, doctor.
But those things absolutely can reduce cholesterol. There are some people who have a genetic predisposition to high cholesterol. And in those people, even if you're doing everything right, your cholesterol is not necessarily going to get better.
But that's a smaller percentage of people.
It's definitely a smaller percentage, and I don't think anyone's suggesting that you know, we couldn't all do a better job of you know, a more healthy lifestyle, which is incredibly important. And you know, I tell people all the time who I treat who've had heart attacks that, you know, getting out and exercising and eating healthy is more important or as important as any pill that I'm going to give them.
Straighten me out on this and a lot of other people who are confused, doctor. For the last week, I've been reading all of these reports, and what I read into the new guidelines and some of the studies was that statins would no longer be recommended just for a high LDL number, the bad cholesterol. Instead, cardiologists like you would look at a larger picture of the health profile of a patient. Do I have that wrong?
No, I mean, that's essentially correct. What the recommendation says is that we should assess people's risk. And if they have a high risk, that we should no longer treat to specific numbers of cholesterol. That doing all these cholesterol tests and looking at numbers of bad cholesterol versus good cholesterol, that we don't need to do that anymore. That people who are at sufficient risk should just be treated with a statin, either a high dose or a medium dose, and we shouldn't worry about the number so much.
Well, why? Yeah, but under those guidelines, why wouldn't fewer people then be put on the statins?
Well, it all comes down to this risk calculator.
Oh.
And there was two Harvard professors of medicine looked at three studies that we've already done with large groups of people and followed them out more than 10 years. And then they applied this risk calculator to them and found that it overestimated the true risk of heart disease by 75 to 150%. And this is really where the controversy is coming from. And these calculators are difficult, and it's a moving target because the calculator is based on people in the 80s and 90s who didn't necessarily live the lifestyle that we lead today. More people smoked. There was less exercising, less healthy diets. So that's the biggest criticism of this calculator. That it just doesn't reflect real world.
It seems like we're not hearing enough about the risks of the statins, especially in women, like memory loss, confusion, cataracts, kidney, liver damage, and muscle pain and muscle damage.
Yeah. You know, all drugs have side effects, and statins are not immune from side effects. And you named definitely the most important ones. And the memory loss and confusion and diabetes are more prevalent in women. You know, I have a lot of patients who are taking statins, and I would say that by far the most common problem is muscle pain or muscle damage. And, you know, not a week goes by that I don't see someone who comes in who's got diffuse muscle pains from taking a statin. And it can be really challenging.
As they say, consult your physician, Dr. Justin Levesse, cardiologist with North Shore University Health System. Thanks, as always. I'm motivated now, doctor, by what you said. I was going to ask our intern, Eric, to bring me the piece of pizza that's left over in the control room, but now I'm going to get up and get it myself.
Oh, that'll do
okay.
It.
Have a nice afternoon.
All right, thanks so much.